This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our podcasts. Even get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. The show, obviously, it's called Hidden Killers. It's about people who live among us, who work among us, who maybe be in our own homes that turn out to not be exactly who we thought they were. Some people turn into killers. This next story takes us to the University of Idaho, onto the campus, and focusing on a man who was wandering around with a very intense stare, looking at the students, just going about their daily life, eating the cafeteria, doing what you do when you're on a college campus. Three students who attended the University of Idaho say that they saw alleged killer Brian Koberger lingering on campus weeks before the killings that took place on the 13th of November of last year. They all said this about him. He was the type to stare. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about how Koberger had some odd personality traits, maybe somewhat antisocial or having some sort of personality disorder that made it hard for him to relate or connect with people in general, especially romantic relationships. Second-year student told People magazine that Koberger was drinking water at the food court of the students' union, and he just sat alone, saying he was the type to stare. He wouldn't look away if you caught him staring. It's creepy. Like he wanted you to notice that he was looking at you. The student identified as Chelsea said that to a reporter from People magazine. He didn't smile, didn't nod, didn't say anything, just stared. Normally, if you are sitting somewhere and maybe you're drifting off, assuming you're not someone who just stares at people, as most of us are not, but sometimes you get caught doing that because you're engaged in something in your mind and you're just daydreaming, and sometimes there's someone in front of you like, oh, shoot, and you get caught in that. You're like, oh, I didn't mean to be staring, and it's usually an uncomfortable situation. It's a very different mindset if you get caught staring at someone and you double down on it. You just keep staring more intently. There's something very off about a personality that is capable of doing that. It goes on to say, like, he wanted you to notice he was looking at you. He didn't smile, didn't nod, didn't say anything, just stared. I told my friend not to be suspicious, but to look at him because the eye contact was making me uncomfortable. It was so weird that we ended up just leaving and eating outside because we wanted to get away from him. You got both friends looking at this guy who's staring at them intently and then just getting the hell out of there. I think most of us would probably do the same. Another student said that he saw Koberger so often on the campus that she assumed the Washington State University PhD student was attending the University of Idaho. Remember, he was not a student at the University of Idaho. He was a Washington State PhD, about 20 minutes away. It's not a huge school, they say. It's like a small town. So you start seeing the same faces again and again. They become familiar, like you know that you've seen them in class, around campus. I think we all can relate to that. Whether it's a workplace, or school, or whatever it may be, you may not know everybody's name, but you know who's there on a regular basis. And if someone starts showing up regularly, you start to assume that they're supposed to be there. Another student described Koberger as just really quiet and really intense, staring, adding that he made me uncomfortable. A third student told People that they recognized Koberger after he was arrested and charged in the November 13th stabbings. Law enforcement source told People that they believe Koberger spent some time on the University of Idaho campus. Whether or not Koberger is guilty of killing those people, there's something wrong if a grown man who isn't a student can just wander around campus. Mar Sampson, whose daughter was a student last semester, told People, everyone needs to be really aware of their surroundings and should feel free to speak up if someone makes them uncomfortable, she added. It's something that I think a lot of us are lacking is awareness of our surroundings, especially with our faces and our phones all the time. I am 100% guilty of it too. But the more that we do not observe our surroundings, the more people like this can take advantage. I was talking earlier in the week to an investigator about this very case, and their thought was, I would put money on that Koberger was stalking more than just the girls on King Road. They happened to be the ones that lost their lives, but I would guess that if you were to look into his digital footprint and his digital history on his computers and phones, you may find others that were targeted by Koberger, but those plans never came to fruition. We'll find out more in court as that evidence comes to light. But an interesting look into life on campus prior to those murders and the observations that many made about Brian Koberger. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our stories that we are following for you, breaking updates and such. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. I'm Tony Bruschi for all of us here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. Thanks for listening.